Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1870, the intersection of fit and fun, and the incredible importance of sleep for habits and motivation, both by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. This is kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, of course. Now on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send one in by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email it directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's hear today's 2 articles and continue optimizing your life. The Intersection of Fit and Fun by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Many people don't exercise or eat healthy because they think it's hard or takes discipline. They're missing out on a lot of fun. If you do it the wrong way, exercise is difficult and boring and too much work. If you do it the wrong way, eating healthy takes too much discipline. And so people, myself included, just a few years ago in fact, often do unhealthy things because it's easier or more fun. It's easy not to exercise and to watch TV or surf the internet instead. It's more fun to eat a pile of nachos or fries, or to eat fried chicken or sweets. We want fun, not strict discipline and boringness. The trick is fairly simple, though. Figure out what's healthy and figure out what's fun. Then find the area where the two circles intersect. When those two worlds collide, look out. You're on your way to being fit. Food that's healthy and delicious. When we see healthy diets as boring and bland, we can't stick with them for more than a short while. Sometimes a week or two, sometimes only a few days. But if you can find delicious, healthy food, it's easy to stick with a healthy diet. I generally eat just a few types of plant foods, no animal foods for ethical reasons. Lots of veggies, fruits, beans, nuts, seeds, and whole grains. I do drink some wine, coffee, and tea. I eat a few foods in modest amounts, but only occasionally, like sweets, processed grains, fried foods, and sugary beverages. Sounds boring? Not if you do it right. For example, here are some food choices I find delicious. Berries, nut butters, almond butter especially, avocados, mangoes, coconut, steel-cut oats with flax seeds, fruit, and cinnamon, bananas, stir-fried veggies with olive oil and spices, spicy tahini sauce on brown rice, kale, or black beans, veggie chili, veggie curries with coconut milk. And that's just a start. And that's just my taste buds. Yours are different, of course. You need to find the foods you love that are also nutritious. Now, that may take some experimenting. Also, I found that taste buds change over time, so give different foods a chance. Fun fitness. I don't do boring exercise. If I hate doing something, I stop doing it. I don't have enough life left to waste doing stuff I hate. But I exercise almost every single day because I love it. How did I learn to love exercise? It's simple. I play. I play every day and I love it. When exercise is play, you're not forcing yourself to do it. You want to do it. Some examples of ways I play include going on runs with a friend and having long conversations, going to the playground with my kids and climbing monkey bars with them, playing soccer or basketball with the kids, throwing my kids around, letting them ride on my shoulders, swinging them, or doing push-ups with them on my back. I race the kids up hills. I throw heavy stuff around like sandbags, kettlebells, or logs. I go on hikes with family or friends. I do races now and then, for the fun of it, with no goals attached. Those are just some examples, and again, they're what I like to do. What's fun for you will be very different. And again, it takes some experimenting to find what's fun for you. Don't do boring exercise. Find where fun and fit collide. It makes a world of difference. The Incredible Importance of Sleep for Habits and Motivation by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. For a long time, I underestimated the importance of sleep. Sure, I know that sleep is important for health and happiness and all of that, but it wasn't until I learned two things that sleep took on a new importance for me. One, if you don't get enough sleep, you will fail at changing habits. And two, if you have a lack of sleep, your motivation will drop tremendously. For years, I focused on waking early so that I'd be more productive and be able to focus on my morning habits. But those two things were harmed by a lack of sleep. I could cite a bunch of studies and numbers, but here's the honest truth. Based on my own self-experiments and working with thousands of people on habits, sleep is one of the most important but least valued factors when it comes to creating habits. And in my own life, I've noticed that when sleep levels drop, my productivity drops. My motivation to work on hard projects drops. Here's what happens. I stay up late, but still try to get up early, and so I'm in a bit of a sleep deficit. Unfortunately, I stay up late the next night, but still get up early the following morning, and the sleep deficit grows. This continues until I'm really tired and just not motivated to do anything. This lack of motivation drops my discipline levels so that my healthy habits get forgotten. All I care about is how crappy I feel and how to comfort my bad feelings. Whatever project and or habits I've been working on get dropped. And then I feel worse. This pattern continues until I get enough sleep. It takes a day or two to get back to where I should be, though. I still do this from time to time, but I've learned this pattern the hard way from so many repetitions that I'm much better at getting sufficient sleep these days, and I've gotten better at recognizing the signals that I'm not getting enough sleep sooner rather than later so I can remedy the problem. How to get better sleep. I'm not a sleep expert, but here's what I find works for me. 1. Go to bed earlier. I like to wake up fairly early, not the crazy early hours of my past, but if I don't go to sleep earlier, then waking early is a mistake. 2. Sleep in if I don't go to bed early enough. 3. Have a bedtime routine. I don't always follow my routine, but when I do, I sleep much better. Basically, it involves flossing, brushing my teeth, cleaning up, shutting down my computer and my phone, and then reading. And 4. Meditate. I lie down with my eyes closed and meditate, focusing on my body and breath. If I'm tired, this never fails to put me to sleep. If for some reason those things don't work, I walk myself through my memories of the day in detail to finally fall into the gentle embrace of sleep. If you find yourself lacking motivation or having trouble changing any habits, check your sleep levels. It could be the factor that's holding you back. You just listened to the posts titled The Intersection of Fit and Fun, and The Incredible Importance of Sleep for Habits and Motivation, both by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When it comes to finding activities that are both fun and will keep you relatively fit, Leo actually touched on something that's really important. He mentioned a bunch of exercises that were not only fun for him, but convenient to do. If you replay what I read to you, they were things that he could just go right outside and do. He didn't need to drive 5 miles to his local gym that's out of the way from everything to get into shape. Not having to take that extra time to drive to the gym or dust off or find that equipment in your garage that's been sitting there, that actually will make the activity more fun. It's just fewer steps that you have to take to get to the exercise. And if we tie that back to what we discussed earlier this week, that's removing barriers. That makes exercise the path of least resistance. And when he was mentioning sleep and willpower, Leo's absolutely right. There are studies that have shown that when you do not get enough sleep, your willpower is basically gone. Sleep helps rejuvenate us. It kind of resets the brain. And so if we don't get that deep, restful sleep and allow the brain to process all the information it was exposed to all day long, then it's going to affect our willpower the next day for sure. Not only that, but it makes you more likely to get sick. Researchers are finding that just one night of interrupted or poor sleep can actually lead to a 60 to 70% drop in your immune system's ability to fight off infection. Now, instead of letting that bring you down, think of it this way. Maybe sleep and getting better sleep is one of your goals for this new year. Use one or more of Leo's suggestions to start incorporating good sleep hygiene. Find what works for you, and I guarantee you'll feel better. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here in just a moment with our bonus episode for the week and where your optimal life awaits.